Okay, so let's just, actually we're going to, yeah, Anya Sheridan, what is this? We're going to where? Snowbound St. Louis, Louis, Missouri, to find Charlotte Moore?
Yes, I'm here in Snowbound St. Louis, Adrian.
How about that? Now, what takes you out to St. Louis, for God's sake?
I have family here, and some of them are not well, and I have come to set up things and do what I can.
Well, okay, good luck to the family there. Just in case you think when you leave New York, and of course you and Kieran O'Reilly, after some 30 years, you know, it's like having the a precinct that never closes. You can, you just can't walk out the door, you know. So you left
a precinct that never closes?
What?
A precinct. Yeah, cop shop.
Oh, I know that you're very familiar with the law. I mean, you certainly.
I know you've been in jail, Adrian.
Yeah,
I know.
And you're well known.
You had to bring that up again. Okay. Listen, nothing wrong with jail birds, I'll have you know. And coming from, but anyway,
can I just say for the record that I have been ringing about New York. You know, somebody has to, you know, keep the shop open here. That's what some people gallivant all over the country.
Yeah, I know. And hey, wait a minute now. She should have some vacation and sick days and nothing. You don't have that.
May I add, Adrian, that Kieran has been gone to Ireland 3 times in the past 3 months and leaving me there alone to clean the floors and carry on.
And the toilets.
First of all.
Yeah.
And didn't do a very good job.
I beg your pardon.
Excuse me. Hey, those in glass houses. Yeah.
We don't get along very well.
No, 3 times, and that's a bit over the top. And he probably went to Cavan as well, did he? Hey, Kieran, you got lonesome for your home. What are you doing over in Ireland 3 times and then banish Charlotte Moore out to St. Louis, when you get back? No, definitely some intervention is needed there. We're talking about the Irish Rep, and I mentioned earlier that more than 30 years ago, when we got together, and you had this absolutely crazy notion of opening a full-time Irish theatre. And it sounded great, and we figured that one of you must have hit the lottery, but that wasn't it. Can you bring us back to how you got together, how you came up with this notion of creating a full-time Irish theatre?
In the first place, we did an Irish play together. That's how we met.
Yeah, and so... You were actors. Are you allowed to, is it politically correct to say, Charlotte, that you were an actress, or has that gone out the window?
I had done 10 Broadway plays, Adrian, absolutely, and was having a nice time until I met Kieran O'Reilly.
I know. Well, you're not the first one to say that, but anyway.
I know.
No, defend
yourself. And then, as you know, Neil wrote in Long Day's Journey, and then I was happy for a while.
Yeah.
We've told this story a lot of, you know, we started with The Plough and the Stars and did another play and then did another play. And then, you know, 32 years later now, we've done a couple hundred, I suppose, or maybe more. Mm. And it's a permanent spot now, and that we're very proud of.
Yeah.
And,
It took a few decades to actually to develop and produce what is a state of the art theater right down in Chelsea, in the heart of the Chelsea district. And but it is a long road that doesn't have the turning. It's a fabulous place. Even, you know, if you want to brag about it, that's fine, because I know I do all the time. People are sort of listening to it. But it is.
Thank you, Adrian. Kieran, you brag about it. I want to hear it.
Well, we have a lot going on at the moment. Will I talk about that? We have Charlotte directs the production of Dion Boucicault's London Assurance, which we've extended because it's one of those things you say, where you often say by popular demand, and that's exactly the reason for this, because it's hard to get a seat for it these days. Charlotte is selling her allotment on eBay. It was called by the Wall Street Journal a perfect production.
Oh,
so you know that's as good as it gets. And we have another show that's on called The Scourge, which is running in a studio theater, and that's from the Wexford Arts Center, and that's part of the First Irish Festival, and that's a wonderful show with Michelle Dooley Mahon, who wrote it and was directed by Ben Barnes. And then we have Lady Gregory's show coming up on the works of Lady Gregory, which is fantastic because it also coincides with a major exhibit that's happening at the UBR Public Library, which starts in March.
Kieran, by the way, Adrian wrote has written the Lady Gregory piece.
Yeah.
Well, it's from the readings of Lady Gregory mostly. So thank God it's her own work and not mine. So it'll be. I'm looking forward very much to that evening. So that's what's going on right now.
Yeah. Now on that. We'll come back to London Assurance in a minute, but The Scourge, in association with the Wexford Arts Centre. Now, what is the affiliation? Because I notice, most of us notice, that actually, you know, through the decades, you do... establish a very close relationship with playwrights and artists and indeed arts centres throughout Ireland. How is this working, and is this something that is becoming more popular in addition to producing works? You know, from Ireland, is there a kind of affiliation? What would you call it?
We certainly do collaborate with institutions from Ireland and from over the. We generally are people who produce our own material, and so we start our productions from the ground up for the most part. But sometimes, you know, within the year we find, and a case in point on that is this is a brilliant production that was out from the Galway Arts Festival that was at the Gay Theatre a few months ago, which is part of my reason to go to Ireland, was called Incantata, which is based on the poem by Paul Muldoon, one of his most famous poems, and starring Stanley Townsend. And that's a piece that's coming in following London Assurance in February. And we're very excited for that piece. But for the most part, the work that we do is our own.
Now, there's this mutual friend of ours, a very talented fellow, who indeed takes a high diving board about this time every year, George Heslin, and most people wouldn't even dream of this, much less do it. The First Irish Festival origin, First Irish Festival, which have plays, of new artists, and he's on the run, as you might want to say, in New York for this month. T-
George Heslin is an incredible young man who's just come in with started with almost nothing and has grown into a major part of the theater scene in New York City. He's bringing new works in, very exciting new works. One of which is produced by us and in our studio theater. His origin theater is something to look to, I tell you. He's done a wonderful job.
Yeah, yeah. Now, London Assurance, where did that come out of? It's not exactly brand new. It has been...
I'll say not. It opened in 1841, and this is our fourth Boussico. And I was always kind of afraid to do it because it's a very complicated script with a lot of people in it. But I finally, it's the only big one that I haven't done. So Kieran and I talked about it, and he said, go for it. And so I did.
Yeah. It's not generally, there are few plays that have a promotional basis starts off with, it's a farce. Now
that's true. Farces are rare these days, Adrian. Very rare. They're too big and too complicated.
God, yeah, we can't even remember the last farce, especially if you were watching television this week. But anyway, that's something. This is a non-political program. We don't have any views on that area here. But listen, it is. A laugh a minute is, a loosely interpretation there of the from the Wall Street Journal. Gives the guts of it. Either one of you can take that one.
I'll be done with you, Charlie.
Well, Sir Harcourt Courtly has in his plans to marry a much 30-year younger lady friend than he is because she's rich. And he has this very, very handsome, son who happens to meet the young lady he's destined to marry, and sparks fly between them and take it from there.
Now, follow the money. There's money involved in this, right?
Oh, yes. She's very rich, and he's spent all his money, or his son, his dissolute son, has spent most of his money, and they're kind of need the funds, and
yeah.
So they go after them, as was the practice in 1841.
Right. Well, it hasn't changed that much since some of us are very
rich. No, you're right.
Yeah. And who are the main actors in this?
Well, some of whom we have are regulars. Some of them we haven't used before, but they're excellent farceurs, and I'm very glad to have them in the play. Their names I don't know their names. Kieran, tell me their names.
We have the wonderful Colin McSilney, who's playing the role of Sir Harcourt. And then we have actors we've worked with lots, like Rachel Pickup and Meg Hennessy and Evan Zeff and Ian Holcomb. And then our new folks is Craig Wesley and Elliot Joseph and Brian Keane.
Okay.
Excellent, Kieran. Excellent.
Hey,
oh, and Robert Tuckerman.
Charlotte, in fairness to you, he's not shoveling snow while he's...
that's exactly what I'm going to do when I hang up from here.
Yeah. Now, normally, Anya Sheridan, a producer, and myself get to your opening nights, and I just want to put a disclaimer in here now. Charlotte Moore and Anya Sheridan sent me to Ireland over Christmas to find out what the hell that... what he was doing over there. And as you know, it takes time. If you're getting around Ireland, Wild Atlantic Way. And then Cavan. That's major. You could get lost there in no time flat. But normally, as I say, we get to the opening. Did, as you produce this, and as a matter of fact, with whether that's, the current hit and big hit in London Assurance, and for that matter, indeed, The Scourge, also playing at the Irish Rep. Is there a period when you know that the planned run of a play is either going to, expand, make it? When do you get that? That feeling.
It's one of our absolute trickiest. We can never quite anticipate what's going to be something that's going to be popular enough that we will want to extend beyond our normal 8-week run. And sometimes we get it right and sometimes we don't. And it's one of those things that you, in order to plan ahead, especially if it's something that we're not producing ourselves, that needs to be a long lead time to make the plans. I think London Assurance could most definitely have gone, had a longer run, but we already have the other in Kent.
Booked in already.
Booked in and plans made and flights booked and,
What happens with actors who may indeed, have already committed to moving on to get into their next play and all those.
Depending on the length of the extension we would be doing, we would, if necessary, replace some of the actors. Isn't it? In the case of London Assurance, for our extension of that, we're blessed with having the entire cast able to stay on.
That's pretty good. Okay.
Which is fabulous. But sometimes we do when we replace them, and some wonderful new people come in and put a whole new energy into a show that's been running for a while. And Charlotte, you can disagree on it, but sometimes it's sometimes for the better at a.
Sometimes you're absolutely right, Kieran. A whole new fresh energy happens, and everybody's revived, and you go on in triumph. It's amazing sometimes when that happens.
Okay. Friends, I want to guide you to the Irish Repertory Theatre. And again, it's located 132 West 22nd Street in New York. There's a new number here, 255027. What's that?
That's our administration office. That's not one that we should call.
Yeah, because for 30 years I've been sending people to 727-2737. And so far I haven't a complaint. But I suppose if I were to send people, and give them the wrong telephone number, they're not listening anyway. They're probably tuned in somewhere else. Again, it is now extended to February 9th. And what about the Scourge? Is that, when is that? That's playing only
The Scourge is a very limited run, and it only goes through February 2nd. January 22nd to February 7th.
I have to say that I remember as a young fellow meeting up with both of you and saying to myself, they're going places, and I hitched a ride and I'm delighted. Okay.
Adrian, you bring me to tears. Stop it.
Get out to the snow. Never mind the tears. You don't have
I will.
Unless it's so cold out there that the tears will come naturally to you.
Not a drop of the snow is melting. Not one drop is melting.
I was going to say, let the tears melt the snow, Charlotte.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you. And again, Charlotte, I can empathize and sympathize with you. You know, when your partner takes off for Ireland like that, I would love sometime for you to tell us the varied excuses, that the makings of a player. That.
How dare you, Adrian, speak to me in that tone?
Oh, no. Okay. Listen, again, great friends. Our association has been terrific. And now that I missed opening night, and by the way, Anya, too, she skedaddled off. can you put us down? Because we have to see London Assurance and at the Irish Rep and the Scourge, too. Thank you.
Thank you, Adrian.
Joining us. And you too, of course, that's Kieran O'Reilly.
Okay.
And
thank you,
Charlotte Moore. And friends, you are listening to Irish Radio Network, USAIrishRadio.com, the Flannelly Show Live.